You know, it says here, the idea of good pigeon may sound funny to you, but we believe that there's such thing as good pigeon and bad pigeon, you know. So that's why we need your that kind. We need your expert opinion about, you know, if you think it's good pigeon or bad pigeon or something. So anyway, what I'm going to do is the first test is the first test one, and the first part. Basically, what it is with this other tape recorder, I'm going to play 20 sentences. Each one going to be repeated twice. And then all you got to do is, after you hear twice the thing, then all you got to do, what you hear, just repeat what you heard back. Okay. So anyway, I will start now and then. So, we're going to get the instructions. You're going to read the instructions first. Okay.
Task 1. Repetitions. You will hear 20 sentences. Each will be repeated twice. After the second time, say the sentence out loud exactly as you heard it. 1. Carol Dangon buys strawberries. Carol Dangon buys strawberries.
What was that?
I will repeat them again.
Out loud exactly as he heard it. 1. Carol Dangon buys strawberries. Carol Dangon buys strawberries.
Carol what?
Carol Dangon.
Oh, Carol Dangon.
Carol Dangon, yeah.
Oh, Carol Dangon buys strawberries.
Yeah. Okay. You got it.
2. His name begins with the alphabet J. His name begins with the alphabet J.
His name begins with the alphabet J.
3. There are too much crimes nowadays. There are too much crimes nowadays.
There are too much crime nowadays.
4. I think I know what kind of movie that. I think I know what kind of movie that.
I think I know what kind of movie that.
5. Tastes good, that's why I like them. Tastes good, that's why I like them.
Tastes good, that's why I like them.
6. How much time are you going to need for finish? How much time are you going to need for finish?
How much time you need for finish?
7. He went score when he cockroached the plate lunch. He went score when he cockroached the plate lunch.
He went score when he cockroached the plate lunch?
He went score.
Yeah.
Okay. 8. She had learned her alphabets already. She had learned her alphabets already.
She had learned the alphabet already.
9. No more too much marriages like that. No more too much marriages like that.
Like it again.
Yeah.
Let's see.
Seven. He went score when he cockroached the plate lunch. He went score when he cockroached the plate lunch. 8. She went learn her alphabets already. She went learn her alphabets already. 9. No more too much marriages like that. No more too much marriages like that.
Marriages. Marriages.
Marriages?
Yeah, marriage. Hold on.
No more too much marriages like that?
Yeah. Sounds funny.
Yeah, it does.
Anyway, okay.
Go. 10. Look and handle. Try rest, Richard. Look and handle. Try rest, Richard.
Look and handle. Try rest. Richard?
Uh-huh. Any Richard.
Yeah.
Say it again.
Try rest, Richard.
No. So wait, let me go back.
He went score when he cockroached the plate lunch. He went score when he cockroached the plate lunch. 8. Like that. 10. Look and handle. Cherish Richard. Look and handle. Cherish Richard.
Look and handle. Cherish Richard.
Posty Edward Everside. Posty Edward Everside.
I'm over here, down. Okay.
Posty Edward Everside. Posty Edward Everside. 12.
Can I get it? I see it's off. Posty Edward Everside. You got it there.
Paul what?
Posty Edward Everside.
Posty Edward Everside.
Yeah.
By and by us is gringo. By and by us is gringo.
By and by we are strange morning? What? Yeah, it sounds
a little bit harder.
Yeah.
13. Oh, shit. Rest, Richard. 11. Posty Edward Everside. Posty Edward Everside. 12. Bind by us was Gringo. Bind by us was Gringo.
Bind by us was Gringo.
13. He no go no place no more. He no go no place no more.
He no go no place no more.
14. I know who the guy, he's came my street. I know who the guy, he's came my street.
I know who the guy, he's came my street.
15. They don't buy no need kind stuff. They don't buy no need kind stuff.
They don't buy no need that kind stuff.
16. I can have one glass of water. I can have one glass of water.
Can I have one glass of water?
17. I shame talk to her. She's so pretty.
Oh.
I shame talk to her. She's so pretty.
I shame talk to her. She's so pretty.
18. What he went do, so stink was. What he went do, so stink was.
What he went do, so stink was.
19. Where he was yesterday, 3 o'clock? Where he was yesterday, 3 o'clock?
Where he was yesterday, 3 o'clock.
There was 20.
20. 20. She the lady catch bus all the time. She the lady catch bus all the time.
She the lady catch bus all the time.
Trying two now. Okay. In test two, then, what you're going to hear is this paragraph over here. Yeah. This thing here. This book they're going to read once through. Then afterwards, what we like you do is try read this thing here, exactly as you heard it on the tape here, as much as close as possible to how you heard it on the tape. Here. Might be some of them kind of hard. The way they write them is like the kind of like.
Yeah. Let me get my glasses.
Okay. Okay, this glass is here.
Oh, yeah.
Sit down.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, this thing here, some of the words, like, you know, bin,
yeah.
Less, anything, da, plus, day. So should just read them like the kind, the best the kind. Anyway, let me play them first, and then so just follow as the kind.
Okay.
Task 2, reading passage. You will hear the tape passage once. Afterwards, read it out loud. Hey, so what? You been watching television or what last night? Hardly get anything good on it nowadays. But they real junk know the program this show. And especially late part, you only get nothing but commercial. You know the kind, like, get the guy stay in real estate, he will make his millions so he teach people how to become a millionaire now. And get another guy who sell one sunglasses called Blue Blockers. Every time the same thing, over and over. Gee, I think they must be planning money for the commercial, no disguise. Me, I like watch sports and the action kind movie. As a bastard, that guy.
Got it. Hey, so what? You been watch television or last night? How you get anything good on nowadays? I tell you, you junk. No the program they show. In the special late part, only get nothing but commercial. You know the kind like get the guys the real estate. Okay, who went make his billion so that he teach people how to come 1 billion now. And get one another guy who sell one sunglass called New Buckers. Every time the same thing over and over. See, I think they must pay plenty of money for that commercial. No, these guys. Me, I like watch sport and action kind of movie. It's the best, huh? That kind.
Okay.
And the oh, read like pigeon. You look at me.
Yeah. Different, you know.
Read?
Not that easy. Anyway,
So there's a star over there. Yeah.
Anyway, so the next one, yeah, the test 3. Anyway, we'll read the instructions. I mean, just think we'll read the instructions if we go along. So.
Next part.
Let me just give you a brief idea what this is about. And
okay.
The more, maybe more easy when you listen to the instructions. This part here, we'll get some sentences that that we think is, you know, good pigeon, and then we'll get some sentences that we think, oh, we're not sure if good pigeon or maybe bad pigeon. So what we like you to do in this one here is that listen to the sentence if they read, and if sound good to you, then on the see then on this page here. Get Y and get N. Y is yes, that's good pigeon. N is no, that's not good pigeon.
Okay.
If you answer no, then we like you tell why you think that's not good pigeon. Anyway, he tell you to give you some reasons here later on.
Okay.
That's basically the idea of that behind the passage.
The test. We ask you to decide if the sentence is correct or incorrect. To help you decide, here are some examples of correct and incorrect sentences. Even if you have never been taught rules about what makes a sentence good or acceptable, you can have a feeling about it. For example, in standard English, you probably feel that sentence 1 is a possible sentence. 1. John is likely to win the race. It is a correct and good standard English sentence. However, sentence 2. John is probable to win the race should sound weird and wrong, even though all the words are English in the right order, etc.
Doesn't follow that. The first sentence, John is likely to win the race. That sounds pretty like a pretty good sentence. John is probable to win the race. Sounds funnier.
Yeah.
Okay, so so you make a decision whether, you know, if a good sentence or a bad sentence, you know.
Yeah.
So then in pigeon, they tell you get the same kind of thing.
In pigeon, there are also good correct sentences and bad incorrect sentences. Sentence 3 should sound like a good and correct pigeon sentence. 3. The plant in the house did die. Or sentence 4. The plant in the house go die. Should sound weird and wrong or incorrect. Here are some other examples. 5A. That stereo more junk than mine. 5B. That stereo so junk than mine.
Yeah. 5B. That stereo so sounds funny over there.
Yeah.
So if that like that, one example that you give the reason. Or so not supposed to, so not sound right over there or something like that.
Yeah.
A should sound like a correct sentence. B should sound like an incorrect sentence. 6A. I seen Tommy yesterday, he not say hi. 6B. I seen Tommy yesterday, he never say hi. A should sound like an incorrect sentence. B should sound like a correct sentence. Remember to choose depending on how you feel about the sentence. Try the following sentences. Decide if they are correct or incorrect. 7A. After the movie, we go eat something. 7B. After the movie, we then go eat something.
How about these two?
The top one. Yeah, first one is alright.
After the movie, we go eat something.
Yeah.
Then after the movie, we then go eat something. Both of them okay, yeah? Okay. I think I both of them okay.
8A. Do you like that kind of stuff? 8B. Do you like that kind of junks? These last four sentences mean different things, but they are all correct in pidgin. To help you decide if a sentence is correct or incorrect, think about these things. Do you say this kind of thing yourself? Do you hear other locals say this? Can you imagine someone local saying this? If you said yes to these, then mark the sentence Y for correct in pidgin. If you said no, then mark N for incorrect. Make sure if you mark N, meaning that it is an incorrect sentence, that it isn't because of the spelling or because you don't like the sentence. If you say it is N or an incorrect sentence, try to give the reason why.
In other words, they like you to kind of know because, you know, just because, oh, I don't like the sentence, you know, that you must know. They like you do that. What they like is, you know, you must know if you just, oh, I never heard anybody say that or something like that. Or anything like that.
Examples could be, no locals would ever say this. One of the words shouldn't be there. A word is missing. Something is in the wrong order. Part of the word is wrong. Decide if it is correct or not. Circle Y for yes and for no. If no, then write why it is incorrect.
You or maybe you need something solid enough for it. Book or something.
You said what?
I can. Okay. Anyway, so we'll get, this one we'll get 40 sentences. And then each one will be read twice, yeah. And some of the sentences are good pidgin, some are incorrect pidgin. So then you decide if it's correct or not. And if it's not good pidgin, then say why. Maybe say, oh, I never heard any local say that, or the word is wrong, used wrong there, or the things, the reverse order, or, you know, see in the wrong order the words or something like that. Or and those kind of reasons that you give, or like part of the word is wrong, something, you know, a word is missing, something is in the wrong order, and one of the words shouldn't be there, something like that. Okay? Any questions?
No.
Okay. You read the
test paper. 3, oral grammaticality judgment. You will hear 40 sentences, each one twice. Decide if the sentence is possible in pidgin. If it is not possible, try to write why it is not. Circle Y for yes and for no. 1. Small kid time, she need any kind of medication. Small kid time, she need any kind of medication.
Okay.
2. Everything what you tell me wastes time. Everything what you tell me wastes time.
Water. Maybe just write short the thing. Maybe just say wrong word or wrong order or nobody sees the head or something like that. Anything. Okay.
4. I cannot pick you up, I late, that's why. I cannot pick you up, I late, that's why. Mm-hmm. 5. The kids and peel out their rooms. The kids may peel out their rooms. Seven. I'm gonna broke your paper if you don't make them right. I'm gonna broke your paper if you don't make them right. Eight. Stay the vacuum cleaner well. Stay the vacuum cleaner well. Nine. Oh wait, look my car all bust up. Oh wait, look my car all bust up. Ten. The rocks are covered with dog ears. The rocks are covered with dog ears. Eleven. Long time she stand up the phone. Long time she stand up the phone. 12. My sister fix her when the kind. My sister fix her when the kind. 13. I know what movie kind there. I know what movie kind there. 14. She no lie, she clean, that's why. She no lie, she clean, that's why. 15. Some scared I was for talk. Some scared I was for talk. 16. Heard them uncle and buy a new car. Through them uncle and buy a new car. 17. Every time you like beef. Every time you like beef. 18. I never like him borrow my stuff. I never like him borrow my stuff.
Okay.
19. He too good, sir. He too good, sir. 20. The other guys like make fun. The other guys like make fun.
Okay.
Next page.
Hold on, nice. Hold on, nice. 22. Even Molokai plenty wild dogs get. Even Molokai plenty wild dogs get. 23. The food quite honor. The food quite honor. 24. John, he too bad, Sir Fa. John, he too bad, Sir Fa. 25. I was going to take the cars to park in the garage. I was going to take the cars to park in the garage. 26. For days the water went drip inside the bathroom. For days the water went drip inside the bathroom. 27. My mother no like for work. My mother no like for work. 28. Roger guy's going to go home now. Roger guy's going to go home now. 29. She put sugars in my coffee. She put sugars in my coffee. 30. Don't forget to tell me everything what she said. Don't forget to tell me everything what she said. 31. No shame you have. No shame you have. 32. You like when me open your beer? You like when me open your beer? 33. Never room inside the fridge already. Never room inside the fridge already. 34. I'm going to sleep, I'm tired, that's why. I'm going to sleep, I'm tired, that's why. 35. The tap will drip all day. The tap will drip all day. 36. The dirty your shirt hole. The dirty your shirt hole. 37. I eat so much, I sick, that's why. I eat so much, I sick, that's why. I still go put on my ice box.
Okay.
40. You still wear yesterday? You still wear yesterday?
Oh, you think it was hard? You think non-locals get a hard time?
Yeah.
Yeah? You should get a hard time.
Yeah, there's some... confusing. Yeah,
confusing?
Yeah, because it's confusing because some of the things that they say, like all that, right? Yeah.
Yeah.
You see, too much, but I hear people, talk like that.
Oh, so you think, oh, it's right there.
Yeah. I hear people talk like that, and I say, wow. So I couldn't figure out, what is the word.
That's why, even me too, when I heard that the highness and tape, I think,
who
I don't know if it's right or not, but, I don't know, I hear people, in some certain situations, you hear people say something like that,
Yeah.
So. Yeah, hard to tell. How about the first one, the first test? It sounded like pigeon?
Yeah.
That sounded like pigeon?
Yeah.
And then what about the paragraph one? That sounded like pigeon? The one you had to read one. No, when the guy had to say it though.
Yeah, I had to repeat it.
Yeah. Sound like pigeon. But that's hard for read. Different, as I know. Not like the same, but I...
Mm. Because a pigeon, you never see me writing. When I learned how to know something writing.
Yeah, that's true. People get a hard time.
Because when you go to school, you learn English and you don't write everything in English.
Yeah.
But to me, everything on sound the way I write them, I write them in English, but it's pigeon.
Mm-hmm.
I say it in pigeon, but I write them in English.
Two different things almost, yeah.
Yeah, that's right.
This is the name of Herman Kahn.
Yeah.
Only thing that you gotta fill out this bio data and stuff, about where you're born. Well, I think we talked about that already, so. If you just fill this out for me and I'm not fine. Just so that we know, if whoever we interview, that we know that the kind of who they are and stuff like that. And then that's the two pages in it. And this page here is what you want to know is certain attitudes that people have about pigeon. So 1 through 7, yeah. So 1 is you strongly disagree with this statement here, and 7 is you strongly agree with the statement. So pigeon has an important role in Hawaii. If you disagree with that, then circle 1. If you agree with that statement, then you circle 7. That's the attitude that kind. You want to fill this out now, or you can fill it out now. Either that, or if you don't want to fill it out now, I have an envelope that you can fill out later and mail it to us.
You
want to do that?
Yeah, sure.
Okay. Don't forget,
forget.
Please send it because it's important.
Yeah, you can do that right on.
Yeah, okay. So definitely you can take your time and
Okay.
as much as possible, just fill out this.
Okay.
I'll give it, I'll give me that back. I'll give you this back here.
Okay. Dr. Shelley Sappho.
Yeah, she's the, head of thing. The letter, the first letter I gave you, she's the one who wrote that letter.
Oh.
And she's the head of the
thing.
Yeah,
right. So a local?
Yeah, local girl.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Perfect. So these are two pages for the bio data.
Okay.
We have a fixed standard English. Yeah. If whatever not the kind, just try answer the best you can.
Okay.
And for this, yeah. Okay.
All right. Thank you.
Okay. Thank you. So, do you have any questions? You understand what you think? You understand what we're doing?
Well, kinda, but you know, the first time I do this kind of stuff here, the first time I see a pigeon, you know, the red pigeon, and I look at pigeon, I say, huh?
Actually,
and I know, and I wonder the, you know, the, it sounds the way you talk, I guess.
Yeah, it's we, but
yeah,
yeah,
but you know, in English, you know, it's. I don't know, because, you know, I just talk Pidgin.
Uh-huh.
And, but when I write letters, you know, I just write letters. I don't know how to write Pidgin, you know, but I know what you write Pidgin, right? In English. So I just write.
You just
write. What I read in school.
Yeah. The number one.
I talk Pidgin.
Yeah. Number one way is like one regular way for write Pidgin, and it's like,
yeah.
It's hard. Yeah.
So you just start reading it. Sounds funny, though, you know, and okay, you would laugh.
You saw that Taiwan book came out, you know. You seen one called Peppel's Pigeon to the Max.
Yeah.
You
saw that? I never see the book, but
yeah,
I
read about
it. Yeah.
They get all the kind of different words they use like that. Yeah. So as like, some of the spelling come from the, you know, those kind of books and stuff like that.
More like Portuguese then.
Portuguese.
Yeah, Portuguese, that's what the Portuguese talk, huh?
The red pigeon.
Yeah. My grandma.
Sound like Portuguese, this stuff. Like, the tape.
Not really.
No, sound like Portuguese.
No.
That sound like local that time.
Yeah.
But Portuguese pigeon different then.
Oh yeah, completely, bro.
Oh yeah.
Completely different.
Is that what? Old timer speakers or just anybody Portuguese?
That kind of Portuguese, they come from the Bundas, bro. You know, that kind of, you know, that kind of sticks there. you know, it's all they do, you just talk and they talk, you know, every day. They speak English, but you know, they're speaking pigeon. You tell them, speak English, and then, you know, they look at you, and then they start talking Pidgin.
Yeah.
I mean, if anybody like learn to speak the thing Pidgin, put in Portuguese. Yeah, hold on. And my brother-in-law, when he married my sister, I looked at my sister, I told her, like, what the hell, you understand my mind? You know, he's sitting us. He's sitting on us when he's meeting all those guys, first time you meet him. By the time he walk in the house, he's just saying hello. When hello, he never stopped talking, and he's shaking hands with us guys and everything. And he never stopped. And I couldn't even understand a word he said, you know. I sit down looking at the letter my sister said. What you do? You just go like this and you know,
I guess you live long enough without me to understand. You can understand.
And you get some
pigeons, some regular pigeons, faster they talk, yeah.
I met people like any, like Portuguese, you know, teachers who they grew up, you know, old fashioned.
Uh-huh.
You know, I can, you know, you don't have a friend, you know, you just, you know, in the house, lock you up. And then when the father died, they broke hell, man. They came out of hell, and then you see them, and that's the people.
Uh-huh.
You talk to them, you know, you understand a word. Japanese guy married this Portuguese girl, and I know. I said, oh, how you did it? He said, bro, I wasn't thinking about the voice. I was looking how beautiful it was.
Mm-hmm.
And I said, you know, they hit this and looking for the roots on it. And he didn't even care, you know, and she's talking all kinds of talking anything to him, you know. Wow.
kawaii plane. You still your plane in that guy?
Yeah. Oh, they're still around, bro. I meet them, you know, I meet some guys, you know, like that I enjoy, they're still around. The older Portuguese, they left the old-fashioned thing way behind, now they homebody, and they speak, they read the pigeon, you know, like, they're slow, and
so
they're more educated kind, you know, they're even more educated.
So you know, when I meet that kind of Portuguese people from the mainland, show me your heart feelings, they tell me they're Portuguese, but they don't sound nothing like that. So you all say
that. The only thing you're going to know about them is when they got about 2 a.m. Then you know, you got to be 43, eh? Oh, you know, good. We know. We get that kind over here, too.
Oh, look at Frank Di Lima.
Yeah? You like, look at Frank Di Lima. That guy, they get him. All these guys, the comedians, they get him.
The old timers.
Yeah.
What was the guy used to sell stuff there?
D.P.S. Pinda.
Oh,
okay. That's another guy. Yeah, he's down. That's another guy, you know, he's for real. He didn't talk to me. That's the way it is.
Do you have any other questions about what I say? You wanna ask me anything? No. Anything about me or anything about the project?
Yeah. What about you? What do you mean? Was you just home on vacation, or you just home for work?
Well, this is one job, so so I came back here for about a week, and then
Oh, you just came home then, and you gotta go back again.
I gotta go back again, We gotta go. I gotta go to different island there too.
Oh.
Talk to different people there too. So different island to island, different again. So. Yeah.
Wow, surprising when you find me on here.
You didn't know what to expect.
Anybody come in.
First, we get a little bit nervous because you know we don't know what you look like. We don't know anything about the person. So get the test, you know, get one more test, you know, they're working on right now. And I think they're gonna wanna do that kind of test too, so they're probably gonna come back, or somebody else is gonna come, if that's okay with you.
Yeah, fine.
It's your convenience, and then they're gonna make arrangements, I guess.
If they do that, just drop me a line or something. You know, just drop me a line.
I better get you. You're gonna be living here for a while, huh? Yeah. Anyway, your phone number.
Yeah.
Wait. This is your 8220049.
Yeah.
That's your phone number.
Yeah.
4534 Lehua Street.
Yeah.
Your mailing? Your mailing address.
Mailing address is.
Box number.
Okay. Let me put this in. Make it easier for you. I don't know what my new box number. They sent them to a P.O. Box, 211 Hanamaulo.
Under your name, Kirov.
Yeah, Kirov. Yeah, that's okay. Just put my name because, you know.
They know.
Yeah.
Okay. But you have the phone, so they might probably be calling you.
Yeah, yeah. Good.
Then they can make arrangements.
Let me know what's happening.
Only for shorter period. I never need to take up so much of your time today.
Yeah, that's good.
Are you interesting in the story?
Yeah.
You meet. That's how we meet people. That's how we hear the stories you tell. Like that. It's fun. Always fun. I'm more interested. I think. When I say I forget the tape recorder still. So I'm talking. Just talk story.
Yeah.
You know, just you forget after a while. So anyway.
The lovings have slowed down everything. Well, we get together though, you know, like special things, 2 hours and shit. You know, people call us up.
It's the same people, isn't it?
Yeah. So as soon as the people from Luau, any Luau's, people call us guys up.
Uh-huh.
They call me up and they tell me, hey bro, you know, we need some music, you know, and recognize gone, you know, and you know how much we charge them, so you know what I mean? So I just said, oh, okay, I call up a guy, so I was probably like 2 weeks ahead of time, so. Mm-hmm.
And then you get the guys together.
I just get the guys together and then we just practice one day and that's it. The next day you're gone.
What is all this thing the whole time? What is it?
This is Formula Wood. This is the form of cocaine. Yeah. I forget for this wood.
The rare wood?
Yeah. Yeah, you know, that's when I found that tree was almost dying. It was dead. Eh?
And you carved it?
Yeah.
What is
right
in the center?
It's lava. It's lava here, like, you know, when you see them in the sun, I was up in the Big Island. Mm. I saw this thing growing, and it was like, you know, I was like, boom, this, like, you see this morning, I think it's like, really big, growing like one diamond. So I walk up to this thing, and I almost reach them, and I stop again, and I back up, and I look at them, and I can't even look with that stupid spot to the mark. And it was just nature's own, it was stuck on a pretty high piece of lava. And was glazed right at the tip.
Oh, yeah.
I guess so. I took my knife, I had my knife, and I just said, let's see if I can lock the shot if I get out of there.
And
just get
right off.
Yeah.
Oh, so, you put it
so it had, over here, had one, like a knot in here. It's uh-huh. Rotted the
yeah,
knot.
Yeah.
So I cleared all that knot.
And
then put that right inside. So it's a long one. Glazed, natural glaze.
The sheep is something special or something?
No, that's the way that was.